Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, yeah, it is Friday. And I am thrilled to be with my man, Ike Reese. Rob Ellis sitting in for John Marks today. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Ike, it's been a minute.
Robbie, what's up, brother?
Thrilled to be back with you, man. Great. Yes. To be back here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It is comes full circle, man.
I know, man, right?
Back on this
home,
Friday.
Back home. Glad you're sitting in today. Friday, we got a lot to talk about. I always love talking. I love talking sports with you, period. But talking hoops.
Yeah, man.
You know, we can go a while talking hoops. And so it's a lot to discuss as far as that concerned. And.
Yes.
How about that? We got a streak going.
You
the Phillies. We got a two-game streak going.
That is considered
right?
That's considered something. It is a streak. It is a streak. But it was good to get the first one last
right?
night. That's for sure. You
yeah.
salvage one against the Yankees. Nola dealing as he usually does last night. He was awesome.
He was awesome, yeah.
So, yeah, we will absolutely touch on the Phillies today, considering you got a big three more games with the Washington Nats during this tough stretch of June into July. But I'll tell you what, considering everything else that's going on with this team, and there's only one trustworthy arm in the bullpen and all the heat that Kapler's gotten, you're right there in the mix, man, and we're pretty much in July. So you'll take that, that's for sure.
For sure.
Absolutely. But the big news is, we don't want to bury the lead here. The big news is, and I also should mention, I can't wait for the Ike Juice Hotline later. We're going to do that at 4 o'clock. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun today. All right.
Yeah.
So, my virgin journey into the Ike Juice Hotline. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to mention this. So, certainly no surprise here, but LeBron James opts out. Think about this for a second. I've gotten to the point now where I you know, when you look at salaries in professional sports, I look at it as funny money. I don't even pay attention to it because
right.
you drive yourself nuts. But for a second, let's just dip into reality for 1 minute. Any human being who can opt out of $35.6 million is living a charmed life, man.
Yeah,
and that's LeBron.
Money.
That's what he
yeah.
opted out of today.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
No question. All right, so he opted out. We know that it's a different situation with Kawhi Leonard. He's just – he wants out. Preferably L.A.,
mm-hmm.
but he may not get what he wants, okay?
Yeah.
So the third piece of this thing is Paul George. Paul George, you hear a lot of different things. He may want to stay there in Oklahoma City. He likes playing with Russell Westbrook, but he's made it pretty clear from the jump, and he made it clear with Indiana last year, that he wants to go back and play with L.A.
Yeah.
So the question you have is, you sit here as a Sixers fan, and you look at everything that you've gone through the process, to have the money, to have the assets, to have the ability to play in this league now and even be considered, which is a stark contrast from where it was when you were winning 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in the conversation. But the question is, can you land any of these big fish is the first part of this thing. And I guess I'll pose you the question and pose it to the audience. What if you don't?
Yeah.
What if you don't? All the excitement that you had last year when you jumped 24 games – with all the foundational pieces that you have with Joel Embiid and Simmons, et cetera, is it really just, oh, man, we're doomed? I mean, is that the way Sixers fans would feel if this played out this way?
Doomed is a little bit of a strong word, but I think it would be a bummer, right? It obviously would be a disappointment. Listen, the Sixers can only do so much if these players don't decide they want to come here and play. There's nothing else the Sixers can do. I mean, they have a top-notch facility. They got two young players. The team, the arrow is pointing up. It's the Eastern Conference. Obviously, if one of these guys were to come and join the Sixers, they would more than likely be the favorites, or at least co-favorites with Boston in the Eastern Conference for next year. So you got a good chance of being in the finals. So it wouldn't be an indictment on the organization, so to speak. Now, I would say to me that maybe these guys don't think Joel and Ben are ready to win yet. I would say that. Maybe. Maybe it's not as easy of a fit for, say, a guy like LeBron James. I think it would be an easier fit for Paul George. He could slide right in there at that three spot. He would fit with those guys.
Yeah.
But LeBron
Same
James,
with Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi, if he were
yeah. –
the difference with him, though, he has no say.
Right.
Yeah, he has no say
control
where he goes. Yeah. But LeBron, maybe it wouldn't be a fit. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be a fit. Maybe he looks at it like, how do I play with Joel Embiid? You know, Joel Embiid is the guy who wants the ball to come through him. Joel Embiid is a guy who has unlimited skills available to him, right? He is an offensive weapon, inside, outside, mid-range jump shots, low post moves. You know, you're going to turn Joel Embiid into a three-point shooter?
No, he's not going to become Kevin Love.
So you got to run the offense through that. Him. Is LeBron willing to do that?
At this point
in his
career.
A bit, the way, does he want to play that way? He's never played with a big man that has to be in the low post, right?
Yeah.
How does it affect his young protege, Ben Simmons? Right?
I
don't know if we don't get any of them, it'll be a disappointment to us. But I think the future is still bright for the Sixers.
I'm with you, and I think too many people in this city right now think that this thing is like a done deal. They're going to get one of these guys. I think it's a real long shot, and I don't think all is lost if that's the case, if they don't end up getting these guys. 888-729-9494, pound 9494.
Well, for next year it is.
Well, maybe, but here's the thing. You laid out all the practical basketball reasons, which are dead on, but the other part of this that you can't control – this may simply come down to geography and what is a good fit for a family. I mean, LeBron may not even be looking at it that way. He may say, I can make it work with Ben. I can make it work with Joel. Man, I'm drooling thinking about these prospects. But he may say, hey, guess what? My kids and my wife and me, you know, getting into having my production company out there, it all works better for me as a person just to go there. So the Sixers could have the greatest pitch in the world. They could offer unbelievable assets. They could crush what the Celtics offer, what anybody else offers, and it may simply come down to that. That's why this is so difficult, this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that random.
Yeah, and that's
and
why
subjective.
And that's why I'm focused more on Kawhi Leonard. I think LeBron, all arrows seem to be pointing that he's trying to put a team together in L.A. He's not trying to put a team together in Philly.
Yeah.
Right? He's not calling up Ben Simmons. He's not calling up Joel Embiid.
They are out in L.A., though.
Yeah.
Working out with that trainer.
But it doesn't seem like arrows are pointing at Philadelphia.
I agree.
Every report says him trying to put together a team in L.A.,
yes.
Whether it's this year or staying in Cleveland one more year and then going to L.A. A lot of that's going to hinge on what Paul George decides
True.
To do. Will the Spurs trade Kawhi Leonard to L.A.? You know? It doesn't seem to me as if none of those things happen for L.A. that LeBron is then going to come to Philly. It seems to me as then he's going to go back to Cleveland and just wait one more year. So I'm more focused on Kawhi. Can we do enough to get Kawhi Leonard here?
Well, and that's a great question because here's the danger with that. He's in the last year of a deal. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much on record, if you want to believe the rumors, that he wants to play in L.A. too. He's from L.A. originally, played his college ball at San Diego State, et cetera. We know that. So he's on record. Are you willing to gamble? Are you willing to potentially mortgage your future by dangling players on your roster, Dario, Fultz, Covington, the 2021 pick for Miami, or something else? Are you willing to dangle that and just roll the dice, get him here and convince him, hey, this is a great spot for you. It is the great playing with Joel and Ben. You know Brett Brown. You have a great relationship with him. Yes, it's not L.A., but you're in the East. You're not going to deal with those behemoths in Houston and Golden State. You're in the East. It's an easier road to get to a championship. Can you convince him? Are you willing to mortgage a future and roll the dice? I am willing to do that, Ike.
Yeah.
Are you?
Hell yeah.
I'd rather go down swinging, man.
Because I don't see it as us mortgaging the future. I just think it's taking pieces that you have and trying to upgrade, using your assets to try to enhance your team. And so, and enhance your chances of winning, getting to the finals, winning the finals. That's what adding a guy like Kawhi Leonard does. I mean, if we were talking about a guy like DeMar DeRozan, I could see arguments against doing that. If we were talking about a guy like CJ McCollum, I could see an argument against doing that. But you're talking about a top five player in the prime of his career that fits seamlessly into what you guys would be doing here. Doesn't need the ball in his hands, low maintenance, plays on both ends of the court. I mean, it's to me, it's worth trying to get him here and then trying to convince him to stay here with your two young players, with this city, with the extra year that you could pay him the money. You're in a big city. Like, it's worth it to me. It's worth it to me because you know what the alternative is? Wait until these other guys
retire,
finish building their super teams, and then we'll win in 5 years. That's the alternative.
Yeah, I think I look at it from this standpoint.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, when we do win in 5 years, Dario and Robert Covington won't be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the other way I
They won't be here anyway.
I'm with you. And to me, you're not mortgaging a future as long as Joel – and Ben aren't involved in that deal.
Exactly.
Look, you can always look at the Eagles model, right? When Howie came back from exile, he came back swinging, okay?
Yeah.
And the biggest, the boldest move that he made was getting up from 13-2 to get Carson Wentz. And the rest is history. That's an example of going for it. Yeah, there could have been a downside to that. No question there could have been a downside to that.
Yeah.
But you can't worry about that part of it. You can't swing for the fence. To me, look, if you try, if you give it everything you had, and you know what? The offer just wasn't good enough, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I can live with that a lot more than I can with, you know what? I don't really want to take this risk. Yeah, you know, it's not really worth it. No. You go for it. It may not happen, but you got to go for it, man.
Yeah, you got to go for it. You got to. And I feel a lot better that the organization is going for it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, they got to be smart about what they're offering up versus what someone else is offering up. Will San Antonio take a deal that's Robert Covington, Dario Saric, and the 2021 first-round unprotected pick? Will that be enough over what Boston may be offering?
But and it's going to
over what L.A. is willing to offer up.
Yeah, and the timing of this is going to be interesting because you and I were talking about it right before the show, like the chicken or the egg. So LeBron's opted out. That we know. He's out right now. But the question is LeBron going to wait to see where Kawhi lands, or does LeBron say, look, I'm going to be the pace car here. I'm going wherever's best, and then we'll figure it out from there, whether it's George or Kawhi. How do you think that – I mean, that part's tough because – Kawhi's at the mercy of San Antonio. LeBron can do whatever LeBron wants, but he's not going to L.A. unless he's got one of these other two chips. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
It's got to be one of these other two guys.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he may decide to go anyway. Just so even if those guys don't come, LeBron would be able to attract other veterans, I guess, that would sign on a one-year deal, and they would still have a competitive team. Like, there is no guarantee, no matter what team they put together, they're winning a title next year.
No
question. You still got to beat Golden State.
And Houston.
You know, and honestly, if I'm the Lakers, as it pertains to trading for Kawhi, if I know Kawhi desperately wants to come here, I don't give up anything to get him. I just don't. If I'm the Lakers.
Yeah, because you can ride it out a year.
Yeah.
And that's why Magic, I think, has always been, when he was asked about it earlier in the week, it's 2 years. This is a two-year thing.
Yeah.
If I can't get my job done in 2 years, that's a different story. I'll step away. He knows in his back pocket he's not going to give up a ton because essentially Kawhi's got a gun to Golden or to San Antonio's head.
San Antonio's head. Yeah,
he does.
So he doesn't have to do anything.
Exactly. So they'll just say, "Hey, we'll ride it out. All right, we'll see you in a year where we're not having to give anything up."
And then that leaves LeBron in a position of, does he go back to Cleveland?
Yeah.
Or does he decide to go to L.A.?
Oh.
Regardless, because he's not coming to Philadelphia for 1 year.
And that's the question.
He's not going to do that. So if he's not coming here to commit long term, then he's either going to go back to Cleveland or he's going to go ahead and say, I'll go to L.A. and I'll just ride out this year.
All right. And I
don't have to win.
And so here's the question. If you don't land any of the three, then what? I mean, finish this sentence. If the Sixers don't land any of the big three, blank. That's the question I have for Sixers fans out there, because they feel like this is part of the whole process, and if this part doesn't happen, then what? They've gotten the most unconditional love a team could possibly get that's been losing for a long time, and this city is bonkers over this team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.